Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting. It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Picturesque day outside, perfect weather, and got plenty to talk about here as far as in studio for Sports Talk today. Action Jackson Reams joined by my father, Rick Reams, and we have quite a busy show today. In our second segment, we're going to have Peter Burns, the SEC Network analyst, on, and we'll have plenty to talk about with him, wrap up the college basketball season, move forward to some spring game stuff. And then in our final segment, we're going to have SEC Network, WKYT, and UK Sports Network's Christy Thomas, and she will be able to talk plenty of other things with us, you know, UK hoops, UK softball, as well as her thoughts on the football team's spring game tomorrow night and how the UK basketball team ended their season. So a lot going on, but nothing overly breaking today. Each of the last 2 days, we've had some breaking news to report for you. Today, none of that. So I will take the opportunity to continue to slam into you about how good the Cincinnati Reds have been to start this season. They destroyed the Pittsburgh Pirates last night 9-2 and got the sweep, finished a six-game road trip in their division 5-1 with two wins in St. Louis and all three in Pittsburgh. They are 7-2, which is the best record in all of the MLB, all by themselves, and they have the best run differential in the MLB at plus 25. They have a game and a half lead in the NL Central, and let's take advantage of this while we can. Don't come to me next month and say you want to go to see a Reds game. They probably won't be in contention anymore. We got to take advantage of this now while the Cincinnati Reds have won 7 of their last 8.
Yeah, I'd like to go up there and see them play. I actually turned on the game a little bit last night.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah, I watched a little bit. You were in our message notes. You mentioned that a former St. John's basketball player was the starting pitcher last night.
His name is Amir Garrett. Okay. I realize I did not put his name there.
I did not know that. He was throwing fire for a good amount of the game. I didn't get to see when he came out, but you said he gave up a two-run homer in the seventh. He had pitched 12 shutout innings prior to that. I mean, he had the Pirates were just swinging. They didn't know what was going on. And he has some weird ritual when he runs off the field. He jumps over and twist when he jumps over the foul line or something. I don't know what it is, but it was pretty cool. Jackson, that's exciting. I mean, with the Reds, you got to be excited when you can. So I would say take it and run with it right now.
Well, look, they were yet again picked to have 90-plus losses, and they very well still could do that. So that is why my intention is to ride this out as much as I possibly can here as they start their season. Finally got a good start from a starter. Amir Garrett went 6 2/3 innings yesterday after having back-to-back starts where pitchers only went about 4 innings. Rookie named rookie Davis got hit in the right forearm 2 days ago, and he had to be taken out after four shutout innings. He is on the 10-day DL, so that's something to watch. But tonight, the 40-year-old will trot back out to the mound. Bronson Arroyo makes his first start back in Great American Ballpark in a couple of years as a Red. He will go up against the Milwaukee Brewers at 7:10 p.m. and looking for a little bit better of a start. After his first start, he went four innings and gave up six earned runs on six hits.
Yeah, you know, I think Bronson Arroyo is going back to the WWE school of bringing back your stars from prior years, I guess. I'm afraid a 40-year-old arm is not going to be worth a whole lot. Hopefully I'm wrong. Maybe he's going to just show me that I need to shut my mouth and just watch him play. But I will be surprised if he does well. But the Brewers, Jackson, I have to say, I don't know anything about their record or anything else. Do you have any idea about the Brewers?
I think they're 4-5 right now.
So that's about average.
Yeah, not having a great year so far to start. Good thing to remember about Bronson Arroyo is that he's a fill-in guy right now. Homer Bailey and Anthony DeSclafani will both be in the starting rotation. Both of those guys are out for another like 30 days with injuries. Mm-hmm. So right now you bring in a guy who's done it before, even if his arm is going to break down midway through one of his pitches. And I guess they'll use him for as long as they can and then continue to go to that bullpen, which still hasn't given up a run in like their last 18 innings pitched. So Cincinnati riding about as high as they possibly could right now.
Yeah, and who would have ever thought, you know, that everyone thought the world was going to come to an end when they got rid of our oldest Chapman. You know, they thought that was the be-all and the end-all. And he was great in the bullpen. But now, like you say, a bunch of younger guys that are coming in, doing the job. I mean, you know, if you can get four or five innings out of your starters, if you have that strong bullpen, I mean, that's just a great thing to be able to kind of turn to. Because once your starter gets in a little bit trouble, if you can bring those guys in, you got two or three that can kind of pitch different ways and different things. I think that's great. So, you know, the Reds have won 7 or 8 since losing opening day. Best start since 1990. We talked about that yesterday. I mean, that's when they won the World Series. So, you know, I'm not drinking the red Kool-Aid yet, but I'm thinking, hey, like I said before, enjoy it while you have it. And, man, let's see what happens. I mean, you know, last year, no one thought the Cubs would come out and do what the Cubs did. So this year could be the Reds. Who knows?
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I can't quite compare them to the World Series champions from last season, but I am going to have a lot of fun with it. You're going to be on a lot this month of April, and so I plan, as long as they keep doing well, to continue to remind you that you are a hater as far as not believing in the Reds. So we'll see.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah, we'll see how long I get to do that. Some other stuff to watch out for on TV tonight. Obviously, everyone is going to be talking about the 30 for 30, the one and not done, all about John Calipari's career on ESPN from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. I saw him at Dunkin' Donuts this morning. He seemed like he was having a good morning. Didn't seem like he was overly anticipating anything. I'm really, really interested to watch that. I've said it before. I'm not sure I said it to you. I think I said it to Greg. But just about the fact that I don't know a lot about John Calipari before he, you know, the last couple of years at Memphis and before he got to Kentucky. Not a name that I was familiar with. I'd like to see some of the stuff about his UMass days, maybe what he did in the NBA for the very brief time he was there. And I think it'll give me a great background and a great perspective of a coach that I've come to appreciate so much, and so is most of Big Blue Nation, but also give a little bit of a different look that a lot of people might not remember about him.
And I think it's important to realize also that I've heard a couple interviews with, I don't know if he's the director, producer, someone that did this, that actually did the 30 for 30. And he was talking about, he came in with the attitude that Calipari was an arrogant, however you want to go from arrogant, just was not the real deal. And he said he quickly changed his mind, that Calipari is just like everyone else, that he has his insecurities, he has his fears, he has his worries. He's very comfortable with who he is, but he's not arrogant about that. And that's what I would like for some people to see. Now, let's be honest, Jackson. If you go in hating Calipari, this isn't going to probably change your mind. They did a 30 for 30 on Patino. First of all, I wouldn't watch it. But secondly, it's not going to change anything I think about him. So for the haters out there, I think they're still going to be haters. And that that's what it is. You know, it is what it is. But I think for fans, maybe of just college basketball, not even Kentucky fans, it will be interesting to see kind of behind the scenes. The director also said that Calipari opened everything to them. There was nothing that they could not tape. There's nothing that they could not show. I also heard that Calipari agreed that he would not have the right to cut out anything. Whatever they decided to put in would be put in. I do want to give you credit. You noticed the other night that Isaiah Humphries was not at the screening. Was not at the screening, and you said, I wonder if that means something. And I don't know if it meant anything other, but he wasn't there. But, you know, it's interesting to see. I know they did some interviews with some former players today, and they were asking them questions about John Calipari, and they really – didn't know the answers, but I think that's okay because they're not really worried about the past. They're worried about who John Calipari is now and from now on. And I know we're going to talk about this later, but all you need to do is see Calipari's success rate for his guys in the NBA, even this year, and you got to be a believer.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to watch that. Won't be home, so you'll have to remember to set the DVR for me. And if you don't, then we're going to be in trouble. I'm sure they'll show it many more times, though. I think ESPNU or maybe SEC Network or both were showing former Calipari great games to lead up to this. So it's been quite an interesting last 24 hours for that. Also want everyone out there to remember that the WNBA draft is at 7 p.m. starting on ESPN2. Rounds 2 and 3 will switch over to ESPNU. And before you roll your eyes, just keep in mind that Michaela Epps and Evelyn Akator are expected to be chosen. And, you know, for all that Michaela Epps gave to the program, I'm sure a lot of people will like to see her go on and prosper in the WNBA. She will have a chance with that tonight. 12 teams is all that makes up the WNBA, so short rounds, and there's only 3 rounds. So if you want to pay attention to it, it's not a huge time commitment, and it should be over easily before the Coach Cal 30 for 30. Keep that in mind. Also, April 15th, Michaela Epps Day in Marion County. Well, we'll be right back. That's the end of our first segment. When we come back, we're going to have Peter Burns of the SEC Network to talk all the SEC you can think about spanning a couple of different sports. We'll be right back here. Action Jackson Reams, my dad Rick Reams on AM 1250 WLRT.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks.
You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah.
Must be all that Action Coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the 6 steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what Action Coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen, I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my Action Coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local Action Coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
Each show, we like to take a minute to thank one of our long-term sponsors, Asbury University. Did you know that with graduation rates 2 to 5 times higher than public universities in Kentucky and retention rates better than any school in the regional college rankings, that Asbury was named the #1 college in the South in 2015 by U.S. News & World Report and has been in the top 5 every year since 2012? If a nationally ranked private education at an affordable price interests you or your student at home, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by J.J.B. Hilliard, W.L. Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back into 1250 Sports Talk, our second segment of the day. Should be familiar to you by now, but in case you're just tuning in, I am Action Jackson Reams, the usual producer and co-host of the show. I'm hosting for Greg Horn, who is out with a prior commitment, and filling in for him as well is my father, Rick Reams. So a couple of Reams men here today with you. Beautiful day here in Lexington. Everyone is abuzz for the 30 for 30 tonight for Coach Cal, one and not done. And on the phone right now, we have Peter Burns of the SEC Network. Peter, wanted to see, are you going to tune into that documentary tonight at 9 o'clock?
Man, you know, I've got a DVR, and I'm not going to lie. I'm working back at studio tonight. So, yeah, I mean, I'll have one eye on it with the sound off, but it won't be until probably tomorrow that I get a chance to see it. So, and I'm always kind of on the fence, too. I you know, it's gotten good reviews, so I'm looking forward to watching it. But I always feel weird when we do a 30 for 30 on somebody that's still currently coaching or playing or whatnot, because I think there's so much of stories to still be told. And obviously, there's a lot to be told still for Coach Cal.
Yeah, I'm sure people around here will definitely hope there's plenty more to come in the future. I did see Coach Cal at Dunkin' Donuts this morning, and he looked pretty calm. So he doesn't seem too worried about this coming out tonight, but everyone around here is very excited for it. And I know I, and I'm sure many others will be excited to learn a little bit about his past, like before he got to Kentucky, that a lot of people may not really know about, you know, especially his time back at UMass back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that in Memphis. I mean, there's a lot about Coach Cal. And trust me, I've seen him doing media talking about it. And Coach Cal is so savvy with the media that if he wasn't completely comfortable with, you know, what was on it, he wouldn't be talking about it, or he'd be kind of getting in front of it. So I assume that it is Cal somewhat approved, at least when he saw the final version of it. So, like I said, I mean, listen, when you're talking about one of the marquee coaches in the history of the sport, I mean, Cal's name is going to be put in there just because of the success that he's had and the level of players he's put into the next level.
Well, while we're on that subject, we'll talk about the rest of the SEC here in a minute, but wanted to get your thoughts. You're a voice that the Southeast recognizes. People in Kentucky know who you are, and wondering what your thoughts were overall on how Kentucky's season ended, how that tournament ended up wrapping up with North Carolina winning the championship. Did you feel like everything, you know, there was anything off or disappointing about the way that Kentucky's season went down?
Well, listen, I mean, with Cal and the group of guys that they have with De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk and Humphreys and Briscoe and, you know, Bam, I mean, this was probably a crew that I thought, hey, you know, I mean, it wasn't the, you know, the 39-1 squad from a couple of years ago, but I thought this team definitely did have enough talent. And I mean, it's disappointing in Big Blue Nation anytime you don't win a national championship, right? Because that's the level. I mean, just like Alabama is disappointed when they don't win the national championship in football, it's the same with Kentucky. So, you know, that's really what we're looking for at the SEC Network. I mean, we hold Kentucky to so much of a higher standard than arguably any other team outside of Bama when it comes to football, just because we have expected greatness. So, yeah, I mean, it's a little disappointing, but, I mean, every single time they don't win it, we look around next year and be like, well, this is still going to be a really fun team to cover next year, even though we don't know the guys yet, because we know there's going to be a bunch of McDonald's All-Americans, and they're going to be the next stars on the next level.
This is Rick. You know, the SEC showed well in the NCAA tournament, which surprised a lot of people. First of all, did that surprise you? And secondly, do you think the league is now on an uptick where that's going to be a little more common than rare?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I hope you're right. I mean, that we all kind of looked at each other and thought, my goodness, is this happening? I mean, we've got, you know, we almost had two teams in the Final Four. We had the women's championship game. Like, is SEC becoming a basketball school kind of once again? And I think a lot of that has to do with, listen, Kentucky's going to be there. We know it. But the rest of the league, Arkansas has had that, you know, those runs before, so we understood it. But with the new coaches that came in, you know, when you've got Avery Johnson, who I think Alabama's going to be a really strong squad next year, Missouri with Quanzo Martin now, you know, after such a rough couple of years that they've got, they're headed in a new direction. LSU hires a new coach. Bruce Pearl's got a good recruiting class in. Bryce Drew makes it. Yeah, I mean, I think what has happened is that there is a lot of people that didn't view SEC basketball as, you know, basketball schools, right? But now with the SEC network and the money that the schools make just on everything, that they're starting to pay these coaches a top dollar, and they're starting to put the facilities together to make it happen. So, listen, everybody's in the arm race trying to catch up to Kentucky, and it doesn't necessarily happen yet, but what it is teams, the overall middle part of the league is getting better, and that's huge for us as a whole, as a conference.
And then, Peter, next year, of course, you'll have some of these teams getting even better right away. You talked about Alabama has a really good recruiting class coming in. Missouri has arguably the number one player in the nation who just signed with them. And you still have South Carolina, Florida, you know, teams that have been successful this past year. So what do you think is going to be the outlook of the SEC next year? I mean, who do you like the best in the conference when it'll come down to it when the season starts?
Well, obviously, we'll know a little bit more National Signing Day, obviously, when that's in there, to see, you know, which other kind of late guys were signed. I mean, you know, I like Alabama, but I don't know if they have necessarily enough pieces to kind of take that next step. And that's the hardest part with basketball right now is, you know, I mean, we feel like we know a little bit more when it comes to football of, okay, hey, these are the guys that are returning and that are coming back. I mean, that's... Listen, I'd love to say that I like South Carolina a little bit again next year, but losing Sindarius Thornwell is obviously is huge for them. So ask me that question here in probably, gosh, you know, 4 months when we start seeing a little of these guys, a little more of them. So I wish I could lie to you and tell you it's going to be anybody other than Kentucky. Actually, that would probably be a good thing, you know, if I just told you it is going to be Kentucky. But until I see what the final tally is for these guys, it's an uneducated opinion, and I give way too many of those already.
Well, with this Kentucky team, they're going to lose 8 of their top 9 scorers unless Bam Adebayo comes back, and then they'll still lose 7 of their best 9. Some people around here kind of worried about that, even though Coach Cal has shown his successes in the past with overturning rosters. Likely would be like 7 freshmen and 3 sophomores right now based on the class that they have. Is there any reason to worry about what John Calipari will be able to get out on the court next season?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think every single year there's a worry because it is, you know, they say not one and done, and really it's not one and done. When you look at the guys that are leaving this year, that there has been some leadership, especially with Briscoe leaving. Does that model work? You know, I mean, the model works, obviously, for the guys headed to the next level. I mean, Coach Cal does as good of a job as anybody of putting people into the NBA. Does it work on the collegiate level? And honestly, that's something that really kind of baffles me as far as, you know, and you guys, I'm really going to throw the question back to you. I mean, do you like that? I mean, because, I mean, if you're a coach, you want to go ahead and grab by far the best talent, right? And that's what Coach Cal is doing. But with having those star players be so good, you almost want those guys to be kind of good. You almost want them to really hit that stardom in the second year, right? Because then you could get, you know, a team that could really put something together. I mean, is there a frustration on Big Blue Nations fan base as far as not winning, you know, not winning as many championships as maybe the fan base would have thought they would?
I think there is that feeling out there. I think the fan base, when I say we, the fan base looks at it as, hey, it's great to see these guys and everything. But you do hear the undercurrents of, you know, if these guys would stay 2 years, you know, you hear every year, well, you know, Carl Anthony Towns would have been a sophomore or a junior this year. Imagine what we could have done. But I think you got to take the good with the bad. You know, you if you're going to get these guys, if the NBA is set up the way the NBA is set up, and as that is, these kids have to play 1 year in college, then that's what you're going to get. Although you do see these teams that here the last couple years, at least, that have won the championship do have more experienced rosters. So, you know, is there's a fine line, I guess, between having the superstars but not being able to win the championship, or do you want to have guys that's going to take 3 or 4 years to get to that point in order to get to a championship team? So I'm not really sure what the answer is.
Coach Cal going to sit there and go, man, this guy is an absolute no-brainer. There's no way he's not going to be one and done, and he's going to pass on him? I mean, that's, you know, I don't know, and that's the one thing I haven't had a chance to, and I would never get a true-to-God honest answer with him on air with Coach Cal. But I wonder deep down for Cal how much of it is – what is his end-all goal? You know, is it to win these national championships, which, of course, he wants, or is it – does he take the pride in getting the guys to the next level? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it's a very intriguing conversation because there's no doubt it's fun to watch Kentucky basketball, but – Kentucky fans want championships, and heck, that's not easy. But when, you know, if Nick Saban had kept having the best recruiting classes over and over and over again, but never won a national championship, they'd be upset with him at Alabama. Well, he wins national championships, so they're not really upset with him. And maybe it's just a deal where that's just a question of the way college sports is. If it never goes to anything different other than, you know, hey, 2 or 3 years, those guys have to stay. Maybe you just can't, you know, you'll never have a different answer than what we have right now.
Well, as we're left to continue pondering those points, we'll transition over to some other sports in the SEC. SEC really strong across the board in almost every sport. One that has been surprisingly successful, I almost want to say, here in Lexington has been the Kentucky baseball team under first-year coach Nick Mangione. I know that just across the board there's lots of really strong teams in the SEC, but has UK baseball made an impact in the rest of the conference with how successful they've been?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, Ben McDonald is working with me tonight, and we were just talking about that, about how, you know, SEC baseball has been fantastic over, I mean, gosh, for two decades at least, maybe more. And we asked, we're like, hey, you know, what are the teams that are just incredible this year? And really there's not anything that stands out as far as, hey, these guys are just, you know, they're 30-2, they're just raking, they're crazy. But we talked about, this is a year where Kentucky, with the pitching that they've had, but more importantly, how well that they're just raking, how well that they're hitting the ball right now, this could be the team that wins the, you know, SEC tournament. And if they were able to go on an absolute tear here for the last couple of weeks of the season, could potentially be a national seed, which would be unbelievable, especially in Nick's first season out there. So yeah, I mean, listen, it'll be competitive. That's what we know SEC baseball to be. And what I like about it is that, you know, we're seeing future first round draft picks, you know, in Major League Baseball right now that are playing week in and week out when we turn on the SEC network.
And another great sport to catch on the SEC network that has lots of ranked teams in it is the softball side of things. Mm-hmm. Kentucky has also been successful in softball. Right now, 21st in the nation. They're about to host the third-ranked Florida Gators, who are 38-2 and 13-1 in conference. Do you all talk much about softball when you're on the SEC network?
No, absolutely. I mean, we were talking about it. This could be a first time, guys, that every single team in the conference, all 14 schools, make the SEC, I mean, get a national bid, you know, which would be unbelievable. I mean, think about that. You know, in baseball, traditionally, you got a couple of teams that don't play real well. And, you know, basketball, you got teams that don't make the tournament. But think about that. In softball, every single team, I mean, Georgia right now, is ranked, and they're like at the bottom of the conference. I mean, they're a ranked team. It's incredible. So it's just one of those deals where we are extremely blessed here at SEC Network that every time we have an event on, we're pretty much getting a ranked team playing, whether it's softball or whether it's gymnastics or baseball and, you know, basketball with that season getting better and even football. It's I would much rather work for the SEC than other conferences. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, there's been tons of success in the conference, and so the SEC Network as a whole has really been knocked out of the park with all that they've got going on, and you do a great job over there. We appreciate you taking the time with us today, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you here again soon.
I need some advice, though, real quick. I know you guys are probably up against the break, but I'm going to Keeneland this weekend for the first time. I'm getting in there on Saturday. So what are the tricks? What do I need to make sure I do?
Well, unfortunately, you're talking to some not very common Keenelanders here. I didn't go to Keeneland until I was a senior in high school. But let's see if my dad has any thoughts for you.
Yeah, Peter, you want to make sure and get some burgoo. I don't know if you've ever eaten burgoo. They've got great burgoo out there.
Okay.
And just, you know, just enjoy the scenery. I had never really been to any other racetracks except for Keeneland. And Keeneland is by far to me the most beautiful racetrack. So just enjoy the view. Just enjoy the people that are out there. It's just a great day, a lot of fun. They have some stuff outside of Keeneland that you can do that's a lot of fun also. But just come in, enjoy the races. And, I mean, you know, I don't hate to say this, but I'm going to brag about our city. There's not many prettier places to come and watch a horse race. So I'd be interested to see what you think about it.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, me and Coach Stoops toured it about a year ago, and I couldn't wait to come back. In fact, and that's why I said I'm taking my wife this weekend. I was like, all right, Coach Stoops says we got to go. We got to go check it out. So, yeah, indeed, we are very excited about it.
Well, that sounds like it should be a great time. We hope you enjoy it, and we'll talk to you again here soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That was Peter Burns with the SEC Network. Always really enjoy our time with him on air. Gave us plenty about the conference as a whole and gave us a lot to ponder there as well with Coach Calipari being UK's basketball coach for years to come. Well, that's going to do it for our second segment of the day. We're going to have a short third segment before bringing on Christy Thomas in our last segment. So stick with us. Action Jackson Reams, my dad Rick Reams, here on 1250 Sports Talk, AM 1250 WLRT.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back into 1250 Sports Talk, third segment of the day for Action Jackson and my dad, Rick Reams. You got Greg Horn out of studio today, but he will be back tomorrow. And we're going to have a relatively short segment here. For our last segment, going to have Christy Thomas joining me on air. You're going to slide out during that time. So let's get right down to business right away here. Actually, I haven't even mentioned, sponsor of the day today is Shamrock's Bar and Grill. So we really appreciate Shamrock's for being our sponsor. You can get some great food over there, lots of different TVs to watch all of the sporting events
watch
you could desire.
Watch 30 for 30 tonight.
Yeah, and they've got two great locations, one over off Patchen Drive and the other in the Heartland Shopping Center. Thank them for being a sponsor of 1250 Sports Talk. Talked a lot about the ranked baseball and softball teams there with Peter Burns in our last segment from the SEC Network. And both of those teams got back onto winning tracks last night. The UK baseball team defeated Tennessee Martin 8-0 in Lexington. And then the 21st ranked UK softball team destroyed Louisville 10-1. And no matter the sport, anytime you're destroying Louisville, I'm all for it.
Game was in Louisville, correct?
And that game was at Louisville. And so those teams will now head off for some big series. The baseball team will head to Missouri, who is 25-9 and 6-6 in the SEC, for a three-game series starting tomorrow. And the huge one, which I'll talk to Christy about in our next segment, the UK softball team hosting third-ranked Florida, 38-2 on the year, coming off a win over number 2 Florida State last night with a walk-off. Three-game series starting tomorrow. Big series for both of these teams this weekend.
Yeah, you just need to keep the momentum going, or at least in the softball, so you need to get on the uptick. The baseball team, you know, they had a rough series last weekend, but, you know, they can get it going again. You know, Jackson, the thing I like about what Mitch Barnhart has done, a lot of people are yay or nay on Mitch Barnhart, but he's done such a good job of hiring coaches for our other sports. You know, let's be honest with you. 5-6 years ago on Sports Talk Radio, we would not be talking about women's softball or men's baseball. I mean, that wasn't even in the wheelhouse. So now it's great to see. Let's hope they get the support they want. That new stadium should be amazing for the baseball team. I'm excited to see that. But, you know, you've got to temper your expectations against Florida. You know, I guess it's a three-game series. Maybe try to get, I mean, I know they want to win all of them, but maybe try to get one of them. But Florida, they're just a powerhouse. So it's going to be a tough series for them.
Yeah, that softball series should be a great one, and you can catch all those games this weekend if you like, starting tomorrow night. Like I said, we'll talk with Christy Thomas on our next segment. I would bet she'll try to catch at least one of those, and so we'd encourage you to go out there and support the Cats out there as well. The NBA ended last night, and the playoffs are now set. You have in the East the 1 seed, the Boston Celtics, facing off with the 8 seed Chicago Bulls, 2 seed Cleveland Cavaliers, and 7 seed Pacers. 3 seed Toronto Raptors, 6 seed Buccaneers, or not Buccaneers, that's from Tampa Bay, the Milwaukee Bucks, and then 4 seed John Wall Wizards versus the 5 seed Atlanta Hawks. Over in the West, you have the Golden State Warriors and the Portland Trailblazers, 1-8. 2 San Antonio Spurs versus the 7 Memphis Grizzlies. 3 Houston Rockets, 6 Oklahoma City Thunder, and then finally the 4 seed Clippers and the 5 seed Utah Jazz. Colin Cowherd went back to trolling, went on Twitter last night and said, "Can't wait for the NBA playoffs, recognized primarily as the offseason for the guys who played at Kentucky." However, he's an idiot because 7 of 16 teams in the NBA playoffs will have at least one Kentucky player on their roster, and continues to show that the guy is just a troll at the end of the day trying to get you to listen to his show.
And that's what I was getting ready to say, Jackson. I think they said the other night, the reruns of some show I never heard has more viewership or listenership than Colin Cowherd has. So, you know what? The guy, it's just, I liked him when he's at ESPN. I just don't understand what this hatred of UK or whatever it is, Calipari, I don't know. But you know what? He just needs to look in the mirror and say, "I'm absolutely wrong on everything I say." So I guess, you know what, where is he? Fox Sports 1? I don't even know where he is anymore. You know, he's trying to make a name for himself. His worst move was leaving ESPN.
Well, I think it's also comical that the main Kentucky guy he's always picked on is John Wall, and his team has made the playoffs like 3 or 4 years in a row now. They haven't done a whole lot in the playoffs, but they've made it, and his whole point is Kentucky guys don't make the playoffs. So something hoping that those guys can try to make him eat his words. Just keep in mind, the guy is looking for you to listen to his shows by being a troll, and don't let him accomplish that. Don't give him any viewership whatsoever. That's going to do it for this segment. Like I said, a short segment. I'm going to have Christy Thomas on in the next segment. Greg Horn will be back tomorrow. You're heading out today. But stay with us for a segment with Christy Thomas right after this break on 1250 Sports Talk, AM 1250 WLRT.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. You'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, our final segment of the day. Action Jackson Reams, now alone, actually, as my dad has stepped out. So, Christy Thomas, you should feel very honored. You're now basically my co-host for this last segment of Sports Talk.
Sorry about that.
Well, you know, I take what I can get, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's great to hear you again. First thing I want to start with is that the weather has just been so great around here. You got the spring game is tomorrow. I know you're big on weather being great for those kinds of events, and want to ask if you're going to be able to do any of the pregame stuff like you normally do for football during the regular season for this spring game tomorrow.
Well, so they won't necessarily do any. We won't do any pregame type stuff. The game will be on the radio. Freddie Maggard and Tom Leach are going to have the call. Jeff Licora, who normally does play-by-play, is, as a lot of folks know, on Fox Sports South, Fox Sports Cincinnati Network, covering Reds, and so he'll be tied up covering some baseball. It'll be Freddie Maggard and Tom Leach on the radio. So there won't be necessarily any pregame, but postgame will be, I'll definitely be there. I'm going to be doing some on-field PA type stuff for Kentucky, and we actually did some on-field interviews with some of the coaches, which was really great because we were really able to get right on the sideline and get into the mix of kind of what was going on and, you know, in the heat of the moment, be able to interview Eddie Grant and Lamar Thomas and some different coaches like that, which was really great. So there may be a little bit of that going on tomorrow. And then post-game, we're going to have an hour-long show that's going to break down basically what you saw. Going to have some coaches' interviews. We'll have Coach Stoops on, a couple of players. That's going to be on UKAthletics.com and on the UK Football Facebook page. So that will be a Facebook Live situation that you'll be able to see that. And it'll be myself, Freddie Maggard, and Jeremy Jarman. So we're really excited about that and looking forward to it. We did it last year as well. And so we'll just be able to get perspective from those guys and what they saw and if there were any surprises that came out of the day. First of all, the biggest surprise is that it's a night game. under the lights, so 7:30, which I think is awesome, and should make for a really great environment tomorrow night. Lots of tickets are out there, so should be a really cool situation.
Yeah, I think it's a really cool idea to have it at 7:30. They're going to have, I think right now they have about 30,000 tickets out, and, you know, it's supposed to be 80 degrees and cloudy, so not, you know, not too much sun in your eyes. I think it should be a really great atmosphere for a game that I think a lot of the time people like to just sweep these spring games under the rug, but I think with Kentucky and the momentum they have, that each and every event they do is becoming very important to them.
I absolutely agree, and you know, I think that the fact that you've mentioned 30,000 tickets for a spring game, I mean, once upon a time that would have been absolutely unheard, and really not that long ago, would have been absolutely unheard of for Kentucky football. So the fact that, that's the situation where, you know, they now have 30,000, you know, tickets out there to go watch spring practice, okay? We're talking about, you know, so I think that's remarkable, and I think that that's a real testament to what kind of football this fan base has wanted. So, and we feel like we're finally turning the corner and getting there, which I think is great. So, and then to your, you know, to your other point about really kind of, you know, getting a good sense of what's going on, you know, there are some new guys that have been on campus for a little while that we'll have an opportunity to see and really get a feel for, but there's always some kind of surprise. I mean, I remember last year from the defensive side of the ball, it was all about Denzel Ware and the fact that, you know, we're like, where did this kid come from? You knew he was good. You knew he was, a pretty decent athlete, but he was the star of the defense last year. So I think those kinds of storylines are always fun that emerge out of a game like that, that, you know, you can take a look at it and say, oh, yeah, okay, well, now I can't wait to see this kid in the fall, and I can't wait to see what this guy can do in the fall. So I think that makes for a really cool situation for Kentucky.
Absolutely. I think it'll be a lot of fun, too, because it's kind of like the last hurrah before the summer comes, and it's just those sports on the diamond. So hoping that we'll have a huge turnout tomorrow, and definitely encourage people to check out your all's post-game show on either the UK Football Facebook page or UKAthletics.com. I want to move over to actually to the women's basketball team. Tonight is the WNBA draft, and both Michaela Epps and Evelyn Akator, I think, have a pretty good chance of being drafted tonight. Are you expecting both of those players to go? And also, either one could, or is there any chance either one could slip into the first round?
Yeah, I absolutely think that Evelyn Akator is a prime first round candidate to be drafted. I think she has such an athletic build, and she's really got the body type to kind of withstand some wear and tear. And she's such a hard worker and has such a dude, and so much upside for a kid like that. That and what we've really seen her game develop in such a way that as a big, she's not huge. I mean, her size is not huge, but you know, she just developed her game. Really started to develop a nice touch on a 15-foot jump shot, and got real creative with her back to the basket. So we saw that really develop out of her, which I said is kind of a shame that we didn't get to see more of her. She's at a junior college for 2 years and had a great career there. Would have been great had we seen her at this level practicing and putting the work in at the SEC level for her entire career, and how different she would have been, or how much better, really, she probably could have been. But she's a player that will just continue to get better and continue to have upside. I could see her definitely going in the first round. And then, you know, Michaela Epps, I think, certainly helped her cause in the postseason. I mean, when she's the type of player that doesn't care to put a team on her back and do whatever she's got to do to win ball games, and who wouldn't love that on their roster? So, she's a go-to scorer, and she too is somebody that's built for, built to be able to play and sustain for a long time. And, you know, she's got a nice, solid build. She's strong, and she's, you know, for the most part, been pretty injury free throughout her career. So, tremendous upside for her as well too. And, you know, both of them are great leaders. And it's interesting because even if you get drafted into a WNBA team, a lot of these women are doing both, and they're playing for a WNBA team and playing overseas as well. And honestly, that's really where the money is for them, is to go overseas and be able to play, for a couple of years, your expenses paid, be able to make some great money, and be able to kind of, you know, play in both leagues is a rare opportunity that is really pretty cool. So, tough to say about Michaela and kind of where everybody's head's at and what, you know, teams' needs are and that type of thing. She definitely helped her stock in the postseason with some of those games she was able to turn out. But it'll be a fun night for UK women's basketball.
And then there was also a huge story when it was announced that a top 10 player from last year's class and Elizabethtown native Aaron Boley is transferring from Notre Dame. Is it safe to say that that could be a gigantic addition if Matthew Mitchell were able to get her to come to the University of Kentucky?
Oh, I think that's very safe to say. That would be huge. And, you know, what I remember about her as a senior when she was in the state championship, I was there covering that with Gary Ball doing a game there for the KHSAA. And, you know, I was at the hotel and remember, you know, watching her in the semifinals and we were doing the championship game, met her parents at the at the hotel, and I felt like, too. So I was hoping, like, hey, if I can make nice with mom and dad, and I can really start to throw in some, you know, some good plugs for Kentucky, baby. So I feel like I let Matthew Mitchell down and did not seal the deal when she went to Notre Dame. I thought, oh, this is, you got to be kidding me. I've dropped the ball here. So, but in all seriousness, you know, I think that she's the type of kid that would definitely help somebody. She's got great size and she's an excellent shooter, and that's something that Kentucky has really lacked. On the perimeter has been some size, you know, I mean, so she comes in at, you know, 6'1", 6', you know, and has a really great shooting touch. So, you know, really help. I mean, she was the Gatorade Player of the Year, National Player of the Year. So anytime you get that caliber of an athlete, you know, into your program, I think it's good. I don't know where her head's at, and I'm not real sure, you know, what the situation was at Notre Dame for her, other than the fact that it was likely that as a sophomore, she would still be in a reserve role. I mean, with what, you know, Notre Dame is a consummate top five team, and with what the Irish had coming back next year, it looked as if for Aaron Boley, you know, she could, in her sophomore National Player of the Year, still be a sixth man. And that may not have set very well with her. So, you know, they also had another kid that transferred out as well, too. So, you know, I mean, it's fair that you hear that out of Muffet McGraw's program. So, you know, maybe that's just a scenario where she just was interested in more playing time and just get on a team and just wants to go find some place where she can make that happen.
Well, we only got about 30 seconds left here, Christy, but I know you're big time with the UK softball team. They host the third-ranked Gators over the weekend, and are you planning to get out there any for that?
Well, I would love to. I'll be following it. I'll be watching it online. But my daughter has a softball tournament this weekend, so my kids' lives are now, and that softball takes precedent for sure. But, hey, listen, they're just coming off a big win over Louisville. They just flat dusted the Cardinals, so they're in a good place. They're primed and ready to be able to try to make some noise this weekend. If you don't have anything going on, definitely get out there and support them. You will not regret it. You're going to see some really great softball.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for your time, Christy, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, that was Christy Thomas with WKYT and the UK Sports Network, as well as the SEC Network. I want to thank you for tuning in to our show today. Greg Horn will be back in studio tomorrow, and this podcast probably won't be up until tomorrow morning. I have a kickball game and two softball games tonight, so wish me luck, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow on 1250 Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.